Are you doing this work to facilitate growth or to become famous? Which is more important, getting or letting go?
What is up, everybody? It's your boys, Off-Field Generals Podcast. It's just Hunter and I today. It's the guys today, so...
I don't want to say anything that will get Devin or Tabo mad at us.
But listen, what can you say? We're here. You know what I mean?
The consistent one. We'll say the consistent ones.
Yeah, there we go.
The
consistent homies, for sure.
But Devin doesn't have an excuse because we texted multiple times saying, Devin, Wednesday. And then we hadn't heard a single thing. And then this morning, we were like, Devin, so like Wednesday? And he's like, oh, I have to work late.
Yeah. No, listen. that's on him. But, I mean, listen, he doesn't text on time anyway, so it is what it is.
It is what it is. In Tabo's defense, he did not know, or it was a last-minute ask on his part, and he has a wedding to plan for this weekend. So, but Devin, come on. Devin, if you're listening to this, come on.
Yeah, buddy. We need some help.
My headphones are making a weird staticky thing, so I'm going to take a step back and switch out these headphones. These headphones on the hot seat because they don't work. Someone else has got to be on the hot seat. Alex, why don't you give me yours?
Well, you know what, boys? Hot seat is fall sports. And we should all know why. This COVID-19 seems to be causing a lot of problems. We already seen what the heck's been going down with the Marlins. And the whole team decided to go ahead and get it. So, you know, I haven't gotten my hopes up on college football, the NFL, because I am waiting for the news to just be no football. I'm ready for my heart to be, you know, stabbed, but it's not going to be too hard because I have a little bit of shield up because I'm not letting it happen.
Here's the important thing to note. If you're one of these people that's like, oh, the MLB, the Miami Marlins had all these positive COVID tests, sports is canceled again. Here's the important thing to note. Yes, 17, I think it was 17 Miami Marlins tested positive, which of course is no good. But those are the only players in all of baseball to test positive out of, like, I think the number was like over 900 people between like teams, front office, clubhouse staff, whatever it may be. Those were the only guys to test positive, those 17 out of like 900. So like the infection rate really within Major League Baseball is like 0.3%.
Right.
So if you're going off of those statistics, the infection rate of 0.3% and the fact that the Marlins played a series against Philadelphia and none of the Phillies got it, then I think we're in relatively good position. I mean, we expected – the NBA is different because they're in a closed bubble. I don't think the NBA really expected. The NBA's goal was that no one's going to get it. Right.
Right.
MLB's expectation was, yeah, people are going to get it. We're teams are traveling. We're not playing in a bubble.
Right.
Athletes, coaches, you know, clubhouse staff, whoever it may be, they're going to get it.
Right.
Our goal is just to have a plan in place for when athletes or whoever may gets it inevitably does. That was the expectation all along. So to now all this upcry of, oh, NFL, college football looks like they're not going to happen now. I mean, let's get real.
Right. I'm just not ready. I'm just preparing myself
mentally. Get your mentals right.
Because I'm not trying to get my hopes up and then be just crushed brutally. Because I'll be super, super, super sad.
Yeah. I just think people, I mean, there was the tweet that everyone started getting mad about, I think from Kyle Brandt of the NFL Network for the Good Morning Football, who was like, I've seen a lot of people who looks like they're rooting against sports happening. And everyone got all mad about that. Honestly, it does seem like that to some degree, especially from some national college football people, because anyone that tests positive anywhere, that's going to be what the straw that breaks the camel's back, and now we're not going to have college football or the NFL. I mean, they're ignoring the fact that like these countless other teams have tested players and coaches and zero have come back positive.
Right.
Or like one out of 200 have come back positive. It's just one group of people. There's like 8 positive tests among 100 tests administered, and that's supposedly going to be the end of any chance of college football or the NFL happening.
Yeah.
So we need to all take a deep breath, Of course, we don't want people getting sick and dying.
Right, we don't need that.
But I haven't heard of one college athlete getting it and becoming hospitalized over it.
Right.
Because this is the demographic that gets it and then gets over it.
Right.
And probably doesn't even know they have it.
Exactly. They're the more, yeah, they're the asymptomatic.
So
homies.
Let's all chill out a little bit.
I agree.
My hot seat is me.
Oh.
So I turned 24 a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago from today, actually.
Sick.
2 weeks ago, I turned 24, and I was feeling good about myself. I felt good. You know, 24, I'm working in sports radio. I'm working in, you know, the NBA. Everything's going good. And then I realized Patrick Mahomes is my same age. And Patrick Mahomes has won an NFL MVP.
Yep.
A Super Bowl.
Yep.
Now has gotten a contract worth over $500 million.
Yep.
And now is a part owner of the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
So he owns a professional baseball team. He has a contract for over $500 million. He's won a Super Bowl and he's won an NFL MVP. And he's 24 years old. Like, if you want to feel real crappy about yourself or anything that you've accomplished up to this point in your life, I mean, no one can compete with the guy.
Yeah.
24, starting quarterback in the NFL, MVP, Super Bowl, owning a baseball team. I mean, he's not the full owner, but part right. owner of a baseball team at the age of 24 is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, he grew up in the baseball world. I know his dad was a baseball player. He grew up in the clubhouses of like the Twins, I think was the mm-hmm. was the main team his dad played for. But so he's grown up in the baseball world. But I mean, he was on the Detroit Tigers roster, I think, as of like a couple years ago. He's one of these like players, you know, like Russell Wilson was technically like is a New York Yankee, I think. I don't know if he still is.
No, I think he's still technically part of the team, I think, in a
so
sense.
Like if he ever wanted to show up to like spring training, he could.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, Kyler Murray got drafted by the A's. I don't know if he's technically still, like, on a roster. But as of a couple of years ago, Patrick Mahomes was part of the Detroit Tigers roster, like, or farm system or whatever it may be. Obviously, not on the 40-man MLB roster. But so Patrick Mahomes is a baseball guy. But to be owning a team, part owning a team, whatever, I mean, anything is impressive. At 24.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, what do you want from me? Like,
listen,
nothing
man,
I do is going to be good enough to compete with that.
Well, he has a little bit of an edge, right? The God-gifted talent of football.
Just throwing the pigskin.
Exactly.
I mean,
what can you ask? What more can you? Ask?
I'm pretty sure it's the richest contract in sports history. I'd be shocked if it wasn't. $503 million. And then to be smart enough to say, I'm going to invest that in buying a baseball team. Because I think baseball teams are not even just baseball teams, but professional sports franchises are just gold mines.
Oh, for sure.
100%. I think there was I think it was Adam Schefter put out a tweet today. So Joey Bosa signed a contract extension.
Yeah, it was like $135 million, something
like that. Yeah, 100, something way around there, like 5 years, $135 million.
Yep.
The father of the Chargers owner, so I think it's Dean Spanos.
Okay.
So his father is the one who originally bought the team in 1978, I want to say, and he bought it for $75 million. And now look at how much the Los Angeles Chargers are worth now, like $2 billion at least.
Right.
So, I mean, that, and if you look at just the Utah Jazz, I think it was Larry H. Miller bought, like, his ownership in the Jazz for, like, $7 million back in, like, the 70s. And now they're worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
So getting into the professional sports franchise ownership group, getting into that arena.
Yeah, you're making money.
You're printing money at that point, which, I mean, then that leads to the discussion of MLB, you know, why was MLB and their players, the owners and players publicly fighting about pay and all that stuff, and NFL players pay, blah, 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 blah. Put that all aside. If you're an owner, you're just raking in money endlessly.
Right.
Like, you're just printing money for the rest of your life or until you decide to sell your portion, which is incredible. And you understand then why Dan Snyder and Washington, D.C. won't sell the Washington football team.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, that, so, like, why would they?
100%.
Yeah, listen, man. I wish I could be owning part of a franchise somewhere.
Hey, well, you're only, what, 23? You still got a year to go.
bro, I turned 24 in like 3 months. It's like, I'm not far behind you.
Well, I mean, technically, I still have 9 months, I think, because Patrick Mahomes turns 20 in September. So, or 25 in September. So,
okay.
24 and 10 months. Well, the precedent has
I'm
been
set. I'm actually
set.
Okay then, because I'm never going to be the same age as him. You know what I mean? I'm never going to be 24 when he's 24. I'm going to be 25 when he's 25. So I'm good, actually. He's not in my bracket anymore.
He's in my bracket. I'm 24 when he's 24. So yep. Hot seat is me. Winner and loser of the week. Alex, give me your winner and then your loser.
Well, listen, my winner, I couldn't go with anyone else but my Seattle Seahawks. All right? Landing Jamal Adams. I mean, we did give up a lot, I would say. There was a big, hefty trade. You know, there's a lot going on with it. But was it worth it? Absolutely.
My hot take of the day is that the Seahawks overpaid.
You actually
were originally my loser because of this, but I changed it this afternoon. I changed it like an hour ago.
I can't completely disagree with you because, I mean, it was a lot.
Look, Mika Fitzpatrick got one first rounder, and you guys gave up two first rounders and a third rounder and another safety.
Which who did not need? I did not need to be broken hearted by Seattle anymore.
You don't have first round picks to waste on running backs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So win-win.
Yeah,
really,
actually,
for you.
So loser, no, because I'm not going to be sitting there watching us pick the most unrealistic picks. It's happened 2 years in a row now. Just like when you could have had what's his bucket from LSU, the linebacker. We could have picked him and we went with a linebacker we could have gotten in the third round.
Yeah.
Okay.
So spin zone, you guys now can't physically draft poorly.
Correct.
Anymore.
Yep. Because anything after the first round, you're like, okay.
I mean, all your good picks came in the later rounds. I mean, Russell Wilson was what, third?
Fourth round.
Yeah.
Bobby Wagner was also fourth round. Yeah.
Yeah. So fourth, just don't trade any of your fourth round picks. I think you actually got a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
Right? It was a first, a third,
so
and a safety for Adams.
So you know what I mean?
Spin zone, Seahawks big time winners.
Got him.
Your loser.
My loser. I jumped back and forth to a few, but I had to go with the Mariners. Come on, man. We discussed
what's
it.
New?
But here's the deal, man. We have a history of starting. We always start seasons off hot. That's
and this
crazy.
Was the 1 year to do
exactly
you needed to do that.
The 1 year where it's like we start off hot. We might have a chance to do something because we're gonna knock out most of those games.
I pointed that out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But guess what they're doing?
Losing.
Not that.
Well,
losing.
My Nationals aren't doing it much better.
Hey, well, so I don't care.
I think we're 1-4. Game right now, it's the bottom of the ninth. I think it's 0-0. So no, zero run support for Max Scherzer today. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Listen, all I know is we just love to score. So now it's not starting seasons off hot. It's just starting off games off hot, and we lose.
Because did you win? You won the first one, right?
No, we won the second.
Second one against the Astros.
Yep. And then we lost the first game, won the second one, and then we've lost since. Then we lost two more.
But in the rankings of your Seattle fandom, where do the Mariners rank? Because you got the
you
got Seahawks.
So we got the Seahawks.
Yeah,
all
number
right.
one clearly.
Number one. Now we got the Kraken at number
two. So you're putting the hockey team above the Mariners.
Then we got the Supersonics, who aren't a team anymore. And
well, I know you got. I mean, you have the Supersonic stickers. Because I've seen you in Supersonics jerseys, hats. You got the stickers. I've never seen you in a Mariners.
I have it. I almost wore it today, but I was like, "They're my loser. I can't do it."
Well, it's baseball season. You gotta.
I had to rep the Carmelone jersey because we got it back tomorrow. We're starting tomorrow, so it's like I had to make a quick decision, and that's what I went with.
Okay, that's understandable. I watched the Angels Mariners game last night. I'm gonna watch the Angels Mariners game tonight.
Let's
it's
go,
on
baby.
ESPN.
Yep, gonna be watching.
All right, I'll come over to your place then.
Yeah.
My winner is America.
Okay.
So there's a couple of different reasons. First, baseball's back.
Yep.
I don't care what anyone says. Baseball is back despite the Marlins tests.
Right.
Also, NBA is back tomorrow. So America's winning.
Right.
We may be losing on the COVID positive test front, but we're winning on the sports front. And the bigger reason that my winner is America is because the Dodgers beat the Astros last night.
Yes.
And Joe Kelly is the freaking GOAT.
The best man ever.
Joe Kelly is the greatest pitcher of all time.
Yes.
I don't think he intentionally tried to hit Bregman or Correa.
I don't think so.
Because if you remember a few weeks back, he had that video where he broke his house window, like trying to learn how to throw a changeup, working on his changeup, and it like went to the right.
Yeah, just sailed.
And that's exactly where his pitches last night went. Was like the upper right of him. If you're the pitcher, you're looking at the at the batter's box, upper right.
Yep.
That's exactly where his pitch went, where he broke his house window.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the pitches went at Correa and Bregman's heads.
Yep.
So I truly don't think that he intentionally was trying to do it. Now, him telling Correa, nice swing, bitch, after striking Correa out and then making the whiny crybaby faces and sticking his tongue at him. It was awesome.
Yeah.
America wins for that. Astros fans are the worst.
Terrible.
They...
awful. They're just as...
Devin's not here.
Listen, Astros fans are Cowboys fans, and Cowboys fans are Astros fans. They're the same people.
And Lakers.
Sure. I'll put them in
like
there.
Like, they're all the same.
But I'm talking
It's like how everyone you meet that's a Yankees fan, other than Devin's, like, also magically, like, a Lakers fan.
Yeah, and Talmadge. Talmadge is a Yankees fan.
Yeah.
So, like, thank goodness he's on Lakers.
So,
that make no sense.
So Devin's not here and Talmadge isn't here. Thank goodness to hear me say this. But I think Astros fans have become worse than Yankees fans. Yankees fans, their whole thing was always, oh, 27 rings. Like, what are you going to do, 27 rings? Yeah, you've won one ring in the last, like, 20 years.
Right.
So shut up.
Yeah. Yes,
You haven't, like, won the AL East, I think it was, before this last season. You hadn't won the AL East since, like, 2012.
Right.
So chill out on the 27 rings. You
relax.
Weren't even alive for... It's the same thing I like Celtics fans. Like, we're like, 17 rings. But it's like, Bill Russell had
Cowboys,
like 12 of those
like,
in the 60s.
Cowboys are what, six Super Bowls?
Five.
Five Super Bowls? Like, Super Bowl champs, five Super Bowls. And I'm
like in the 80s.
It's been so long. And
show me one
And you
good
are
year
far for, from it with your boy Dak Prescott, so I don't even
show me
hear
one
it.
Good year for the Cowboys in the last 25 years.
Last time they had a good one, Tony Romo choked it in the playoffs with a fumbled snap on a kick. So
in Seattle.
Yeah. So I love that.
So I think Astros fans have become worse than Yankees fans. I don't know about you have to differentiate between Laker fans and LeBron fans, because LeBron fans are probably still worse than Astros fans. But I'd probably say Astros fans are worse than Laker fans.
I would agree.
So in my hierarchy of terrible fan bases that are the most annoying and you can't stand them on social media and insufferable just people, goes LeBron fans, Astro fans, Yankee fan, Lakers fans.
Okay.
Because if you look on social media, these Astros people, they're trying so hard to clown on Joe Kelly. He walked away from him, like he ran to the dugout. No, that's what you do after you strike someone out for the third out of the inning. You walk back to your dugout.
Right.
Like, especially now, like you can't actually brawl right now because the COVID-19 rules. Like if they were to actually have fought, like MLB would have been in big trouble. Especially after the weekend with the Marlins testing positive.
Right. If you were to come back on
Tuesday and start brawling, MLB would have been in trouble just because that's a bad look.
Yeah, and they did pretty good at like kind of diffusing the situation. Like teams, they cleared, but then it wasn't like they held it.
Yeah. So, but Astros fans, first of all, you cheated. Like, just accept it. Just acknowledge that you cheated. Every time someone calls them out, they just respond with like the gif of Justin Verlander raising the World Series trophy. Like, you cheated for that. That's a tainted asterisk trophy.
Right.
Like, whether MLB, sure, Rob Manfred and MLB didn't actually come out and say that, but you cheated. And that is a tainted trophy, and no one outside of Houston recognizes that as a legitimate championship. No one.
Nobody.
Like, they're just trying to be like, oh, it's just Dodgers and Yankees fans that are mad. No, Blue Jays fans.
Yeah.
Seattle Mariners fans.
Yep.
Arizona Diamondback fans. Everyone, Chicago White Sox fans. I mean, the Baltimore Orioles fans, who there's none of them left, and they're terrible. They have no reason to be mad because it's not like you cheated the Orioles out of a championship. They don't recognize it as a legitimate championship because
right.
you cheated.
And it's just crazy to me that there's nothing that's been done about it. Nothing.
Well, so that brings me to my loser, which is Rob Manfred.
There we go.
So it was going to be you. You're good.
Appreciate
You're
it.
Cleared.
Appreciate it.
Rob Manfred continues to make himself and the MLB look like the biggest bunch of losers.
Agreed.
Because they now, after all that, they suspended Joe Kelly 8 games in a 60-game season, which is the equivalent of 22 games in a 162-game schedule, which is unheard of
Ridiculous.
For a pitcher throwing at a player, especially when Joe Kelly didn't even make contact with him.
Right.
Joe Kelly didn't even make contact with Bregman or Correa and somehow get suspended 8 games, 1/10 of the season.
And that's just off of just 1/6
of the season. Makes no sense at all. And if you're keeping track, Joe Kelly was suspended 8 games for just throwing near Astros players and making a crybaby face at Carlos Correa. The whole Astros roster for cheating their way to a World Series championship has been suspended 0 games.
Yeah.
So 8 games for making fun of the Astros, 0 games for being the Astros and cheating your way to a championship, yep. Which is, again, why no one likes the Astros right now, because they didn't even get punished.
Right.
You lost your coach and you lost your GM, whatever. They weren't – the roster is already talented enough, and you just throw in Dusty Baker now as the manager, and the Astros are still going to be good.
Right.
So it doesn't really punish them. The championship wasn't vacated. No player was even suspended a single inning. A single pitch. They didn't even suspend Alex Bregman for the ceremonial first pitch. And now Joe Kelly gets 8 games for making fun of him.
Right.
So just the fact that Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred have not even just not punished the Astros, but then go as far as to protect them from any sort of retaliation or anger on the part of anyone else in the MLB is ridiculous. I mean, what league just doesn't punish players and then, or punish cheaters and then goes out and tries to protect the cheaters? Because Tom Brady got suspended 4 games for
say,
a football being underinflated
still
by
got,
3 ounces.
They cheated, but they got in trouble, but then no one came to protect him afterwards.
The football was underinflated by 3 ounces and Tom Brady got 4 games.
Right.
The Astros cheated for 3 years. And not a single
Nothing.
To any of their players.
So bad.
So bad. My loser is Rob Manfred.
Yeah,
I mean, baseball continues to make themselves look like clowns in their dealing with the Astros cheating scandal.
Yeah. And I don't understand.
And last night was
like,
just the latest example.
Yeah, I just don't get, like, it was just trash talk in the end of what that whole situation was.
Well, I think it was the fact that it, like, was near their heads. But it didn't make contact.
Yeah, so, like, who
cares?
And Joe
Kelly's just not a very accurate dude.
Yeah, like...
I love Joe Kelly. I guess
you're being punished for sucking, I guess, is at this point. Like, you just suck, so you're getting punished.
Yeah. Well, some Dodgers, like, fan page on Twitter, like, put out, like, t-shirts of Joe Kelly walking away making the face. So I bought one today just because it's freaking awesome.
Dude, that's so sick.
Joe Kelly instantly became one of my... I mean, I loved Joe Kelly when he was with the Red Sox. Like, loved Joe Kelly. He helped them win a World Series, but mostly for fighting Yankees.
Yeah.
I forget who it was on the Yankees that he fought, but it was one of the all-time great Red Sox Yankees fights. So, and then for him to show up, so he got suspended for that too, and then he showed up to Fenway Park in disguise and watched the game from the crowd. So Joe Kelly's already been one of my favorite guys. Last night, I mean, he shot up probably into my top 3 favorite baseball players right now. Maybe even all time.
Listen, I might be with
you.
That
was awesome.
Let's go get some Joe Kelly jerseys, dude.
I was looking. You have to get them custom.
Oh, really? So you have to do like, what, yeah. like the no name and then you just have to like, custom it or whatever?
Well,
or
like MLB shop like custom jerseys. I was hoping that they were going to have like one of the, just like the Nike like jerseys, like the shirt jerseys
That'd
of Joe
sick.
Kelly. But it's all, you have to get like the actual jersey and then you have to get it customized.
Yeah,
like
how
select.
How much is that?
Probably like $150. Yeah, not so. He's not worth $150, but the $35
Kelly,
bucks I dropped
sick.
On the T-shirt.
So when people ask why you get, why'd you get a Joe Kelly jersey?
You show
that's
him
a
that picture.
Story
you show him
right
the video.
There.
Yeah,
that is a story.
So I mean, Joe Kelly is Mount Rushmore of baseball.
Absolutely, 100%.
Let's transition from baseball now to the NBA. You mentioned that you're wearing your Karl Malone jersey because the NBA kicks off tomorrow.
Yep.
Utah Jazz versus the New Orleans Pelicans at 4:30. Followed by Clippers-Lakers. They're going to be the first two games that count. So we've had the scrimmage games over the last week and a half.
Yeah, it was like a week and a half because it started last Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, but now the games finally are counting.
Yep.
So let's get into some of the news and notes of the NBA season returning. The biggest thing that I think that's come out, so we did our NBA kind of like predictions a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But then, since then, it's been announced that the NBA awards are not going to include the Orlando bubble or the playoffs. So the awards are just till March whatever.
Yep.
When Rudy Gobert got coronavirus and the sports world shut down and the NBA season was postponed.
Right.
So everyone, all the stats before that, all the games before that, count towards the NBA awards. Everything in the bubble or in the playoffs does not count. So I want to go through. Well, first, let me get your thoughts. Do you agree with that or no?
I do. Mm-hmm. I agree with it because, I mean, there's only 8 games left in the season. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much what they vote off of really anyway. So it's whatever. So I'm okay with it.
Well, so it's regular season anyway. So they wouldn't have counted playoffs.
Right. And so that's why it's just like, if there's only 8 games
that
you're really, there wasn't going to be, there isn't, those 8 games wouldn't have made a difference, in my opinion, on who I chose for these awards. It wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah. Also, the fact that like 8 teams aren't going, or aren't in the bubble.
Yeah, it's just.
So like now you get guys like, you know, I'm trying to look at some of the lists. You know, Devontae Graham probably is a candidate for most improved. He was on the Hornets. Now, the Hornets aren't in the bubble, so he doesn't get a chance to try to boost those numbers to try to get more recognition and hopefully get some more votes. But let's go through now and let's look at each category. So each NBA award, and we got 4 options for each one. And give me who you would pick out of those 4 to win that award. Let's start with Rookie of the Year. You got Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat. You got Kendrick Nunn from the Miami Heat. You got Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. And you got Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans. Seems like it's kind of a 2-horse race, but Rookie of the Year, who are you going with?
So Tyler Hero's my boy, but he cannot be Rookie of the Year over Ja Morant. I think Ja Morant is who should take it. Freak athlete, he really balled out. Zion Williamson he is good. There's no doubt about that. He really transitioned well from, you know, college to the NBA.
Yeah.
But I still believe that Ja Morant just overall was a better performer and better ball player this year and deserves it.
Yeah, well, so Tyler Hero's not even the best rookie on his team.
So
I'd go Kendrick Nunn over Tyler Hero.
For sure.
But, I mean, Kendrick Nunn, nowhere near Ja Morant or Zion Williamson. No. So it's a two-horse race, like I said, or Zion. And I just, you can't win Rookie of the Year only playing 19 games.
Exactly.
Like, those 19 games for Zion were phenomenal, and he's probably a future NBA MVP.
Yep.
But you can't take home Rookie of the Year when you only played a quarter of the year.
Right.
So just because of that alone, I'd have to go with Ja, and I think it's Ja's award to lose.
Yeah, exactly. I just think it's fully
there was a late push, obviously, by Zion, but again, I think a lot of people are going to have issue with the fact that he only played 19 games.
I agree.
Most improved player, this one's interesting. So you have Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. The Miami Heat have a lot of people up in this.
There's up in this, yes. Exactly.
Most improved, you have Bam Adebayo, Jason Tatum, Brandon Ingram, or Devontae Graham.
This one was hard for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, because all these guys did really well this year. I was just trying to kind of compare, like, who had a crappier season last year.
Uh-huh.
Bam Adebayo did not have a great season last year.
He had a decent season.
Decent.
Yeah. But
Jason Tatum, on the other hand, though, he showed up this year in lots of ways.
Yeah. Well, I think Jason Tatum, like, his points per game, like, went up by, like, 8 points.
And that's what I saw. And so that's why I was like, I'm going to have, just by the fact that there's that big of a jump in points per game, that's a significant jump.
Yeah.
That's why I went with Jason Tatum.
I respect it, and I like it, obviously, being a Celtics fan, the Jason Tatum pick. Here's where I differ from you. I was with you the first thing you said, which was I compared it to who had the worst season last year.
Yep.
And Jason Tatum and Brandon Ingram, I mean, these have been two guys that have been expected to be all-stars.
Right.
For their careers. I mean, Jason Tatum, like, even though he wasn't an all-star, we saw him as a future all-star. Everyone knew that he was going to be the future face of the Boston Celtics. He was going to be a perennial all-star, and he was going to have a phenomenal career in the NBA. And Brandon Ingram, it was expected when he first came to the league that that would be what he was, and it wasn't until he got to New Orleans that he really started to blossom into that kind of player. But that was expected from those two guys. So them being all-stars this year is kind of something that I think most fans thought was going to happen eventually.
Right.
I go with Bam Adebayo because I don't think anyone expected him to be an all-star this
quickly. That is true.
That is very
true.
If at all. I mean, last year he was a decent player for the Miami Heat, and then to jump this year to now being an all-star in the Eastern Conference and one of the key players for the Miami Heat and a defensive player of the year candidate, I think it has to go with Bam Adebayo just because no one saw anything like this coming from Bam. Whereas with Jason and with Brandon Ingram, I think we expected that at some point they were going to make this jump and that they were going to be all-stars and they were going to be, you know, superstar caliber players. No one saw that coming from Bam. So Bam going from what he was last year to now being an all-star in the East this year, I'd have to give it to him.
Yeah, I can do that.
And again, like I said, he's also a defensive player of the year candidate. So we'll get to that next. We have Rudy Gobert, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Anthony Davis, and Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat. Who are you giving the award to?
I'm just going with my boy. I'm going with my boy, Rudy. I think he deserves it strictly because he got ripped apart by the nation for this coronavirus thing.
He deserves a little
He deserves just a little bit of a push-up. You know what I mean? Like, little, you know, yeah, a little bit of a just, I love you, bro. I love you.
Nationals have the bases loaded, top of the 10th.
There we go.
No outs.
Also, Christian McCaffrey was number 6.
On the NFL top.
Yeah, Michael Thomas is number 5.
Ooh, so who does that leave?
Mahomes, Lamar, Russ, and Donald. Aaron Donald.
All right, so 3 quarterbacks and a defensive tackle.
Yep. all 4 of those, though, are all interchangeable, in my opinion.
I would agree. I chose not to get into the NFL top 100 just because all of it was nonsense. Side note, we're doing NBA awards, but... let me just say, I'll say this and then we'll get back to defensive player of the year. Todd Gurley has no business being number 51.
I agree. He if anything, is probably 80s and above.
He should not be ranked.
I mean,
he had to take a 1 year, like $2 million. He got cut.
He got cut, and he had
to take a 1 year, like $2 million deal.
True.
So if he's 51, Cam Newton should be 52. Because that's the exact same thing. They had the exact same offseason.
And then what, that puts Wentz at what, 10? If we're going off like the spread there?
Well, Wentz didn't even get ranked.
Yeah, well.
Defensive player of the year, it's tough because obviously I want to give it to Rudy.
Sure.
I don't think Rudy wins 3 straight.
I really don't believe he does. That's just who I'm taking.
but I think Giannis. Just defensively, Giannis. I mean,
you don't do anything past him. It's just he's such a freak.
I think opponents are shooting something like 15% worse when he's their primary defender as opposed to anyone else.
Yeah, that's wild.
I think he leads the NBA in like almost every defensive statistical category. So I have to go with Giannis here. Coach of the year, you have Mike Budenholzer, you have Billy Donovan, Nick Nurse, and Frank Vogel.
So I went with Mike Budenholzer. Mm-hmm. Reason being, I actually came across the stat because I was trying to figure that out. I was just like, what am I going to base this off of? And when I came across the stat that this is the best season, that the best record that the Bucks have had since 71, 72 seasons.
Well,
something
and
like
best
that.
Record in the NBA.
Right. So I'm like, what's your argument there? So I was like, I have to go with that.
It's a simple way.
That's like, that really keeps the pressure off me and no stress.
Yeah.
So I went with Mike Budenholzer, strictly best record in the NBA, best record the Bucks have had in, what is that, 50 years? So that's
something like that.
So that's great.
Yeah, or on track for,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
Because obviously they didn't play out the full 82 games, so
correct.
That kind of hurts that chance.
Yep.
So here's how I looked at it. So you got those 4 candidates. Frank Vogel easily gone.
Yeah.
Because you're just LeBron's mouthpiece.
Exactly.
You're not the coach of the
Lakers. Yeah, I don't want to hear any part of that.
You have Anthony
Vogel
Davis
talk.
And LeBron. You're not the coach of the year just because you did well with Anthony Davis and LeBron.
He probably doesn't say anything. He just sits there. He's just there.
There's
to
a
be
reason
there.
That he wasn't in the league for the last couple of years.
Correct.
So Frank Vogel, gone. Mike Budenholzer, I think he's a fantastic coach, and they have the best record in the NBA, but you're playing in the East and you're playing with the reigning MVP.
Okay.
So, makes your job a lot easier, right?
Sure.
So, it comes down to Nick Nurse, who the Raptors are playing phenomenally.
Yeah, much better than we thought.
Had them not even making the playoffs.
I remember that.
And they're number 2 in the East after losing Kawhi.
Right.
So, Nick Nurse, and I think Billy Donovan. And I'm going to go with Billy Donovan because you look at what was expected from this Oklahoma City Thunder team. You traded Paul George and you traded Russell Westbrook. They were expected to be like bottom 2 in the West, if not the NBA.
Right.
And so to have them at, I think, 5th right now in the NBA, in the Western Conference of all places, I mean, 5th in the East is one thing, but 5th in the West without Russell Westbrook, who was the face of the franchise and the cornerstone of your franchise for the last decade,
right.
And without Paul George, who's a top 15 player in the NBA, you lost 2 top 15 NBA players, and you still are 5th in the Western Conference with a 35-year-old Chris Paul, and you're able to kind of turn the trajectory of his career around where he seemed to be on the downhill in during his time in Houston, and now he's probably a legitimate MVP candidate, CP3. I'd have to give it to Billy Donovan just because of what was expected from the Thunder versus what he actually gave us with Oklahoma City.
Yeah, so I can hop on board with it. I can, just, you know, like my methods.
Really, the
one
wrong answer here is Frank Vogel.
100%. Yes, I
agree. Sixth man of the year is an interesting one. This is actually where I had my hardest time. So you have Montrezl Harrell with the Clippers, Lou Williams with the Clippers, Derrick Rose with the Pistons, or Dennis Schroeder with the Thunder.
So here, it's funny that you say you had a hard time with this one.
Yeah.
This is the easiest one for me to pick, all right? I look at this list, and whose name do you just think of? When you see that, you're like, six man. Like, let's just say six man. Six man, who pops your head immediately?
Lou Williams.
There you go. That's who's my winner.
Well, so that's why I had a hard time, is because I looked and I was like, oh, Lou Williams. But then I was like, well, I don't know.
Oh, geez. Patrick Mahomes is four.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. There's no way Patrick Mahomes is worse. This joke is already... joke.
Because
Patrick Mahomes is not...
It's not four.
Lower on the list.
He's one or two.
Yes.
But
he's not lower than Lamar Jackson.
No.
Or probably
Russell
Wilson.
If Lamar Jackson ends up being number one,
let's see this replay. Hold on. Oh, that's so close. Like I said, the Nationals had the bases loaded with no outs. They now have the bases loaded with two outs.
There you go.
They just hit a single. It was called safe, but they threw it to second. He was originally called safe. It's under review. It was very, very close. So if this review is upheld and he was safe, the Nationals lead 1-0 with two outs. I don't know how you get the bases loaded with no outs and you don't score a run.
Yeah, that's some Seattle stuff. Do you know how many times I've actually seen that? At least 10.
I think he was safe. I don't know, though. Because he needed to just get the bag. He didn't need to tag the runner. He just needed to tag the bag. So I don't know. So sorry. We're sidetracked again.
Yeah, it's okay. We got.
I'm very curious. Who's the umpire? Is it Joe West?
Who's the umpire?
It's someone fat. I think it's Joe West. It's so close. He gets the corner of the bag, but I can't see where his foot is. The Nationals, I don't know how you go from defending World Series champs to 1-4. And you're unable to score a run. I guess I do know, because Juan Soto isn't playing. Have you seen this? That Juan Soto has, like, tested negative for coronavirus, like, 8 times.
Really?
But one of the tests was a false positive.
Oh.
So it's like you have to have, like, multiple negative tests.
Right.
Once you test positive, you have to have multiple negative tests consecutively in order to return. And he tested positive in one of them, but it was a fake positive. Which happens on time to time. But so he's been held out for like the first week of the season, even though he keeps testing negative.
Right.
So it was just this afternoon, I think the MLB said he could come back. Here's the call. Oh, they're not. Oh, safe? Safe. All right. Hey. Nationals, 1-0.
There you go.
In the top of the 10th. That was so close. I honestly don't know.
That's funny.
Back to what I was saying, though. So sixth man of the year, I think it's between Lou Williams or Montrezl Harrell. Just because both those guys coming off the bench, I think they're averaging like 18 points.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My reaction is just to give it to Montrez. Just
so
because
that
Lou Williams
doesn't...
won it.
Okay, but like...
Like, give it to Montrezl Harrell now. Like, I don't think there's a wrong answer between the two. I think
sure.
they're both...
I also think...
My gut says it's going to be Lou Williams, but just because of the name factor.
I guess.
But like, Montrezl Harrell is averaging 18 off the bench in an... on a team where they don't really go to the big man. He doesn't need to score, but he is. So I probably would give it to Montrezl Harrell. Also Lou Williams.
It.
I mean, I don't know how the recency bias with Lou Williams plays a factor in this, leaving the bubble and going to
the
strip club to get wings.
I know, and he's just like, in 15 years, this is the... I go to eat dinner. Shut up.
Well, which is a hilarious... The whole thing is hilarious. Because
he went to a gentleman's
to
club, right?
Funeral.
Well, because he went to a gentleman's club.
Yeah, it was
club.
Just a strip club.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Way to get your, you know,
I mean, you can call
steak.
Magic City in Atlanta a gentleman's club, but we all know what it is.
Yeah.
In Lou's defense, like for years, I think he's always stood by the fact that the wings from that particular strip club are like his favorite food.
Yeah. So
like on Twitter, people be like, where's your favorite place to eat? Like of all the places you go. And he's always like Magic City in Atlanta. Like, I think that's just something. So, like, it's when he says, I went there to get wings, like, I truly believe it. But, like, get takeout, man. Like, don't go in and, like, don't dine in at the club with all this going on. And the whole idea of it was Jack Harlow, obviously the rapper, that posted it. The picture of him and Lou Williams in the club and tagged him in it and where they were.
Yeah, not smart, bro.
Which is dumb. But mm-hmm. then for him to try to backtrack and be like, nah, like, it's an old picture. I was just reminiscing because I miss my friend Lou. It's like, dude, in the picture, you can clearly see that Lou Williams is wearing a mask that was only given out to players in the bubble. Buddy. It was in their Orlando bubble gift bag.
Buddy. You screwed the pooch on that one.
And, I mean, it's hilarious. It is kind of annoying that Lou Williams doesn't get the same kind of hate that Rudy Gobert did. I mean, Rudy Gobert got hated on for getting the virus. Lou Williams legitimately left the bubble and then went to the strip club and doesn't get hate.
Yeah, listen, Rudy got scrutinized. Like, it was just
Where's
scolded.
Woj's tweet just absolutely wrecking Lou Williams?
Yeah.
So that's kind of annoying. But so I don't know if that plays a factor. It probably doesn't in my decision, but I still would give it to Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah.
Our last one, MVP. We got Giannis, LeBron, Luka, and James Harden.
Well, I don't know how hard this one was for you. Wasn't hard for me.
It wasn't hard for me.
It should be Giannis. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you fight me on that, I'll fight
back.
What do
you have to say about LeBron being like, oh, I should be MVP. I am first seed in the West. Because that was his thing. He's like, I showed everyone what I could do. I was first seed. Did what everyone said I couldn't do. I'm first seed in the West. So I should be MVP.
And here's the deal.
Just ignoring the fact that they didn't even make the playoffs last year and then added Anthony Davis. If anything, that LeBron's argument for himself is actually an argument for Anthony Davis, because this was a roster that didn't make the playoffs last
year. Same roster. I'm the one that shows up.
Well, not really the same roster, but it was a bunch of scrubs.
Yeah,
they replaced
players.
Scrubs. They replaced scrubs. There's more scrubs.
Right.
But you still had LeBron and Kuzma were your two main pieces.
And well, and, you know, you have
and Rondo.
Yeah, because you have LeBron has a better supporting cast than Giannis does. It's not like a huge, I wouldn't say like a huge difference.
Yeah.
But Giannis if you look at him, it's just a better player. LeBron at his age doing what he's doing is still impressive.
Yeah.
But you gotta do more than that, homie.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron.
If he did it without AD, then I'm gonna back off a little bit.
Then
I'm gonna back off
then
a
LeBron.
Little bit. Yeah, I'm gonna back off. I'm gonna let you walk away with it.
The Lakers last year were not a playoff team. The Lakers this year are number one in the West. Really, the only big, impactful move that they made was adding Anthony Davis. So shouldn't LeBron's argument of why he should be MVP actually just apply to Anthony Davis?
Because
apparently it was Davis that took him from a non-playoff team to number one in the West. LeBron was on. I mean, LeBron, you were on that non-playoff team last year. You had Anthony Davis, and now you're number one in the West. It's not you that made that big of a difference. It's Anthony Davis. But I'm with you. I go with Giannis just because I think he's the best player in the NBA right now, and he absolutely dominates. I mean, I already gave him Defensive Player of the Year, and I think if he were to win Defensive Player of the Year and MVP, it'd only be like the third time in NBA history that happens. I think Michael Jordan and like Kareem are the only two players to ever win Defensive Player of the Year and MVP in the same season. But LeBron talks about being number one in the West. Giannis has the Bucks as the number one team in the NBA record-wise, and I know they're in the Eastern Conference, but they're still number one in the East, and the East is better. I mean, Toronto, Indiana, Boston, Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, they've gotten better.
It's not a bunch. It's not scrubs after Cleveland like it was when LeBron was there.
Correct.
So I give it to Giannis, and I think Giannis wins back-to-back MVPs. I also think he wins the Defensive Player of the Year, like I said, becoming the third player to ever do that. Luka's great. I think it's a couple years too early for Luka. And James Harden, I can't give it to James Harden when you're like sixth in the Western Conference. So I think it comes down to LeBron and Giannis, and I have to go Giannis over LeBron because, like I said, LeBron added Anthony Davis. That's the reason that they're so successful this year. Giannis has been, you know, carrying the Bucks and been the leader of the Bucks for the last half decade. So I give him my MVP.
Yeah, I agree.
Which I don't exactly think is a hot take. I think there's some that obviously are going to be staunch in their LeBron fandom. Like I said, LeBron fans are number one on the most annoying fan base. But let's get to fresh out the oven. Let's actually get some hot takes out here. Give me your fresh out the oven MLB edition. So your hottest MLB take for this year.
So this is going to be my hottest MLB take every year until it happens.
You're just going to say Mariners make the playoffs?
Mariners make the playoffs.
Well, you already, Mariners were already a loser. So now you're...
But that's why it's a hot take. Because they're losers. All right?
They're always going to be losers.
Listen, okay? Here's the deal. A real hot take for you, okay?
Let's hear it.
The Padres, who have been popping off...
They have.
...lose less than 15 games.
That, okay, that's hot. That is hot take.
Yep.
Padres, so you're thinking at least 46 and 14.
Yeah, at least.
That, okay. Much better than your Mariners.
Yeah, no, listen, I know. I was just trying to, like, you know, but here we go.
My hot take is that we play a full season, which was looking hot this last week. With everyone saying that they're not going to have baseball's already done. It's been three. Okay. It's been three games and baseball season's already over because a bunch of Marlins tested positive. My hot take to all you people out there that want to be negative Nancy's and be pessimistic about everything in your life. My hot take for you is that MLB is going to play a full 60-game season and a full expanded playoffs, and we're going to get a World Series champion at the end of it.
Let's go.
Let's transition now. Back to, so that was a little break for baseball talk. Let's transition now back to NBA. So we did this last week with the MLB, and sucks for Devin because he's not going to be here to pick his team, so he's going to have to pick whoever's left over. Well, actually, let's try to get Tabo on the phone for this.
Sure.
Let's try to get we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to call Tabo. We're going to see if he can hop on for this. Just to pick some teams in Devin's place. And Tabo's going to be void from this. So, Devin, if you're listening, Tabo's void from having to buy our meals if he doesn't win.
Interesting.
Devin's still on the hook. So these picks are for Devin. So if Devin doesn't win, he has to help pay for our, I think it was hires is what we did for MLB. We'll figure something out for NBA. We'll have to switch it up.
Yeah, we just go hires now. Okay, so Ruth's Chris for the NBA.
So Devin can't. So Devin, if he loses, has to buy. But if Devin wins, his meal goes to Tabo.
I love that.
So Devin can only buy. So he's still rooting for one of his teams because it means he doesn't have to buy.
Right.
But if he does win, then Tabo gets the meal.
Yes,
100%. Since Tabo's the one that picked
it. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so I'm going to stop this. We're going to call Tabo. We're going to get him on. All right, let's bring back on Tabo. Tabo, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
So we're going to do the same thing we did last week where we draft the NBA teams that we think are going to win championships. So we'll do the same thing. So, but since this is supposed to be Devin's picks, Tabo, and Devin's not here, you, if one of your teams that you pick wins, you get the meal. Me and Alex will buy you dinner wherever we choose to go. If one of the teams you pick doesn't win, instead of you having to buy us, me or Alex, dinner, Devin is on the hook for that. So it's really a win-win for you.
And there we go.
And we're giving you first overall pick.
Yeah, that's lame.
All right, sounds good.
So we'll start with you. Number one, who are you picking?
Milwaukee Bucks.
I guess we didn't pick an order other than Tabo goes one. But we'll go Tabo, me, Alex, since Alex got first choice in
That's
the baseball
fine.
Draft.
Yeah, hey, I can agree with that.
All right. Milwaukee Bucks down for Tabo, so that can't be picked again. I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay.
I have the Yankees in our baseball draft, and I have the Lakers here. So really, if they win, I won't be bummed as a sports fan, but at least I'll get a meal out of it. Alex, two picks here.
So number one for me is going to be the Clippers. All right.
Okay.
Gonna have to take that there. And then after that, I'm gonna. They came in clutch for me last year. All right. And we're gonna go with the Toronto Raptors.
You did. I always forget that you picked the Raptors to actually win. That
yeah,
was like you're fresh out
from
the oven.
The rip,
you said,
dude. Yeah.
Raptors
from
are winning.
The rip.
After that, I feel like it's tough. I'm gonna go with the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
For my second one. So back to Tabo. Tabo gets two here.
All right. Your eyes getting a little thin.
I know. After that first like four, it thins out so much.
I guess we'll go Houston Rockets.
Ooh, Harden finally gets the playoff monkey off his back. And Westbrook, I guess. You got two guys that have never really won in the postseason, but
yeah.
Who knows?
They just needed to not be in Houston to choke in game six and game seven the last couple of years.
I like it. Solid pick.
So, maybe new scene, new team. Who knows?
Yeah. So you got one more.
Oh, do I go east or do I go west? I feel like all the real contenders in the East were kind of taken. All right. Screw it. We're going to Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz, which is probably good that you picked them because that's a very Devin pick.
Yeah,
Devin would
true.
Have picked the
that is true.
Utah Jazz. So he's probably glad that you got him. I'm trying to think of who's. I guess you have the Thunder in the West still. You have the. Who else?
Yeah,
Pelicans,
Dallas.
Grizzlies,
Dallas,
and Mavericks.
Dallas, yeah.
I'm gonna go with the Sixers.
Okay.
I hated that when it came out of my mouth saying the Sixers would win. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Sixers. I think Joel Embiid.
I know who West is taking.
Let's hear it, Alex.
I don't see. He says that because he wants me to say the Dallas Mavericks.
That's well, you picked the Mavericks beating the Lakers in round one.
Right, but now I really need to save my hide, like, just in case, right? And I'm taking the Denver Nuggets.
I was debating between Nuggets and Sixers. I just think it's tough for the Nuggets to come out of the West.
Yeah.
But, all right, Tabo, thanks for joining us for this.
Of course. Take care.
See ya. All right. Quick break while we transition away from the phones, and we'll come back with the emptying of the bench, clearing the benches, new segment coming up next. All right, shout out for Tabo for coming through.
Gotta love it.
Like we said, Tabo not on the hook for any sort of dinner. Devin is, unless one of Tabo's picks wins, then Tabo gets the dinner. So win-win for Tabo, lose, I guess, for Devin. Well, Devin can still win by not having to buy us dinner. But that's how we're going to do it, just because Devin didn't show up today and he took forever to respond to our text. So let's do the clearing of the benches. So this is just going to be a new thing where we'll do at the end of each podcast, kind of run through the last news and notes of the week that we didn't really necessarily get a chance to touch on, get our final thoughts. So you kind of talked about it a little bit, Alex. NHL announces a new Seattle team, the Kraken.
The Kraken.
A+ for the name.
100%.
A++ for the video that they released,
yes.
Which is freaking sick.
Beautiful.
A+ for the color scheme.
Yep.
I could have liked the lettering, the font a little more.
Sure.
Like on when they ride out Seattle Kraken, it looks kind of a little Disneylandish.
Right.
Like
that's
Disney
yes.
Fantasyland.
Yeah.
Kinda.
100%. Yeah, I get you on that.
Yeah. But the colors are an A+. The logo is
yep.
an A+. The video is an A+. The jerseys.
Yeah. Once they're down you, once they come out, I'm pulling the trigger. I want you to know though, I did buy a hoodie yesterday.
From the link I sent you?
Yes.
Smart.
I bought myself a gray one.
Is it just have the logo or what is it?
Yeah, it just has the S.
Oh yeah. Friggin' sick.
Let's go, baby.
The secondary logo of the anchor, but with the space needle as like the center piece of the anchor is also sick.
Yes, absolutely.
That'd be a good hat.
Yeah, I agree. That would be a good hat. But yeah, no, I'm ready to get a jersey. I haven't had a hockey jersey since I got, I think it was, which team is the Avalanche? Is that Colorado? Is
Colorado
that
Avalanche.
Colorado Avalanche. So I had an Avalanche jersey when I was.
Really?
I don't know how
big,
I got
big
it.
Hockey guy.
Yeah,
huh?
No, I have no idea how it happened. I think I was like fourth grade. I just remember having an Avalanche jersey.
Nice.
It was weird.
You had a lot of jerseys growing up, though.
I sure did.
Redskins, the former Redskins, now to be called the Washington Football Team. Just for the 2020 season, they'll announce their new name at a later date.
Which could be before, I guess, it starts, but I doubt it,
could,
right?
But I understand. I get this move. It's too quick of a turnaround to rebrand in the next month, you know? Like, you have to create merchandise, you know, do new uniform design. It makes sense that this year they're just going to say, we're going to do, just be called Washington Football Team. And just take the logo off our helmets and do numbers. Like, that makes sense to me. Regular season starts tomorrow. We talked about that. 17 members of the Miami Marlins test positive for coronavirus. Talked on that. Seahawks trade 2021 and 2022 first-round picks and a 2021 third-round pick and a couple of safeties for Jamal Adams and a 2022 fourth-round pick. Talked about that. I think they overpaid, although when you have an opportunity to add a top 10 NFL player, I think, top 15 NFL player, where did he fall in the NFL top 100 list?
27?
Which is probably a little low.
A little low. But I mean,
I would say it's safe to say top 20 NFL player.
I agree.
You got to do it, especially when you don't necessarily even draft that well if you're Seattle. So Lou Williams leaves the bubble, goes to the strip club for wings, and now must quarantine for 10 days, which will cause him to miss the Clippers' first two games. Worried or not if you're a Clippers fan?
I mean, not worried because you have Harrell, who's also up for the Sixth Man of the Year award. So you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Six players on the New England Patriots have opted out of the 2020 NFL season amidst the coronavirus concern. I'm not concerned. Again, we have an instance where Bill Belichick is playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. You have a safety, opts out, Patrick Chung. You drafted a safety with your first draft pick this last year. You have a linebacker in Dante Hightower opting out. You've got Josh Uche, who you drafted from Michigan, who's a linebacker. And then you've got now $28 million of cap space, which rolls over to next year. So Bill Belichick, I don't think they're tanking. I don't think that's what everyone's like. Oh, Bill Belichick is smartly tanking so that they can get Trevor Lawrence.
I don't think Bill Belichick's built that way.
Bill Belichick's not going to purposefully lose. But I think he does realize that if there's a year to ever go 6-10, this is probably the year to do it.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes buys part of the Kansas City Royals. We talked about that. Yep. Carson Wentz left off the top 100 list.
Love that.
Love it, but probably not accurate.
Nope, not, it's not accurate, but I love it. And also, Russell Wilson came in at number 2. Therefore, Lamar Jackson was number 1.
Which is laughable.
Completely
like,
laughable.
Lamar Jackson's top 10.
Yeah.
Probably top 5.
Yeah, I could
get
it.
But Lamar
that.
Jackson is not better than Aaron Donald, Russell Wilson, or Patrick Mahomes.
No. Nope.
Tom Brady is a tier 2 quarterback, according to The Athletic. Fair or not?
That's bogus, in my opinion. Reason being, it's Tom Brady who's won all these Super Bowls until he stops winning, which he hasn't stopped winning. How do you do that? How can you say that? Just because he's getting old? I don't want to hear it.
And
LeBron James, is he a tier 2 basketball player?
Because he's old?
Yeah, is he tier 2? Just because of the Jays.
So, I mean, no. Tom Brady's production was down this last year, but it had nothing to do with his skill set and everything to do with the fact that he didn't have any weapons.
No. And he still won games.
Yeah. Plenty. We'll see in Tampa Bay with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, OJ Howard, and Gronk.
If they win 12 games or more...
He's back on the tier 1.
No, he's top of the tier 1 now because I don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it.
Well, he's still not better than Mahomes.
But it's like you got the Bucks though.
Yeah, but if they go like 14-2 and win the Super Bowl, then yeah.
Oh, if they go 14-2 in the Super Bowl, I'll buy myself a Bucks Brady's jersey just cuz.
I gotta be like, listen,
I saw this happen.
Yeah. So I got my Cam Newton jersey in the mail.
I saw that look clean, look fresh.
I wanted the white one. They were sold out.
Well,
so I got the blue one.
Yeah, and you tried to get a white jersey before and it just didn't work out cuz
my quest for a white Patriots jersey is 0-2. The white Cam Newton one from the actual Patriots shop was sold out. The white Edelman one that I bought from China came as a white Julio Jones Falcons. So 0-2 on the Patriots white jerseys. Not meant to be. I guess it's because I talked about how much I hated them.
Yeah.
But it's just like I need...
Gotta
like,
have it.
Yeah. Like, I need the white... All my Patriots jerseys are blue. I need a white one.
Yeah, no, I did the same thing. I remember I bought... All my Seahawks jerseys are blue, except for one. Two, because I have a gray Sherman one.
Yeah.
But then I also have a white Earl Thomas one because I went white because I was like, gotta.
Earl Thomas gone. Okay. You need the neon green ones.
No, thank you.
They've won me over on those. I think they're.
I just would never watch. I'm not going to wear it.
It's you just wear them with some black pants under a black hoodie or under a navy hoodie. You got it.
I mean, I guess it's just like, that's a freaking bright, man. It's so
bright. I know,
bright.
But that has to be the only bright color. Everything else has to be dark.
Should I just go all neon green? Like get some Under Armour, like. shorts.
Like,
and then,
you were in seventh grade?
Yeah, exactly. And
then, you got to get the Nike Elite socks pulled up to the knee.
Knee socks, just exactly. So I was like,
with some crimson red shoes.
Yeah, you're either all in or all out, highlighter in my opinion, green. With that. So.
Yeah. Well, that has been it for the Off-Field Generals podcast. Everything else that these other podcasters tell you to do for their podcast, why don't you go ahead, do it for ours as well.
Do
subscribe,
it.
Like, whatever you want to do. Follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram. I think we have a Facebook page. I'm not so sure, but tell your mom to follow us on Facebook.
Yep.
Leave us a review, subscribe to the podcast, whatever you want to do. Check out our website, Beehive Sports, linked on all our social media platforms. That's going to be it for us. Peace.